I'm Brandon Isle with BYU Idaho Radio, and joining me on the phone is Carol Honus. You know her as a former anchor at KIFI Local News 8, and she's also a volunteer with Idahoans for Open Primaries. Carol, thanks for joining me today.
Oh, it's so good to hear from you again. What people may not know is that you and I worked together for years at Channel 8.
We did.
And developed a great partnership. I think those were probably some of the best years of shows we'd ever had.
Well, so, I'd like to think so.
I know. It's a pleasure to be back with you.
Well, Carol, I'm talking to you today about this ballot initiative. Idahoans for Open Primaries and some other organizations are gathering signatures. They have until, April 30th, May 1st, to turn in these signatures to get an initiative on the ballot in November to have what they're calling open primaries. So first, tell me kind of how you got involved with this and why should people look into this?
You know, when the idea very first came out, I immediately sparked onto it because I remember, you know, back, they changed the law in 2011. I remember voting for years from 2011 back where it was an open primary. And so you went in and you got a ballot and it had everybody's name on it that was running. And so you might be a Republican, but there was just this one guy running for a state office that's a Democrat, but he's your neighbor. You know him well, you know him to be a good person, and you'd like to vote for him. Well, we did. In the old days, we voted for the person. And then the Republican-led legislature in 2011, 2012, I'm not sure which year it was, they changed it to a closed primary. So you had to be affiliated with the party. And then you got a ballot on primary day with just those candidates on it. And so they would say, what party are you affiliated with? And then I always wanted to say, none of your business. You know, I don't have to tell you, voting is private. Yeah. But the law changed. 11, and yes, by golly, it was the state's business, whether you were registered a Republican or a Democrat or an independent. And so you registered for the one that would give you the most access to the candidates running. And in Bingham County, that was Republican.
Right. And, and in a lot of counties in Idaho, it's mostly Republican.
Yeah, mostly Republican. So anyway, I sparked onto it and I got a hold of some people. I said, I want to help. What can I do? You know, and the first thing they did was explain the petition drive. And my gosh, it is so hard. It is so hard to get the number of signatures you need. You're knocking on doors and you know what our spring weather's like. And, you know, it's just been, it's hard work. And they keep trying to make it harder and harder. But I believe we should go back the way it was in 2011. Where you got a ballot with everyone's name on it and you pick the best person in your opinion. So I actively got involved. They got me signed up to carry a petition around.
Yeah. Now, this particular petition, if it gets onto the ballot, like you said, it's a lot of work. Now, what specifically needs to happen for it to actually be on the ballot?
I think we've made it. Idaho has by law, requires 63,000 valid signatures, and we have collected in the state 80,000. Now, you have to have a certain amount, a percentage of signatures from 18 legislative districts, and we've done that. We've got 18 legislative districts that got the exact number that they have to have by law. So we are going to qualify. This initiative is going to get on the ballot in November, but we're not going to slow down at all. We're going to get another 10,000 signatures before April 30th. And that's because we predict that 20% or more of our signatures won't be valid.
Right.
Because the signer wasn't registered to vote or they wrote the wrong address or the wrong date. So we're going to get another 10,000 for cushion and leave nothing to chance. But yeah, it will be on the ballot. We feel very positive that we're there.
Yeah. And one of the organizations helping to do this is Reclaim Idaho, getting initiatives on the ballot. And so the volunteers kind of know what they're doing, right?
I would have to give them credit. I think Luke Mayville is one of the most brilliant young men I've ever met in my life. And he is the one who had the opportunity to go anywhere, do anything, make a great salary. He's from Northern Idaho. He looked around. He said, I don't like what's happening in my state. And he got going on Reclaim Idaho. And he is absolutely brilliant. And I trust him. I trust his ideas and how he does things. So I feel really good being associated with Reclaim Idaho.
Yeah. Now, if this does get on the ballot and it passes, what exactly would it do? What does an open primary mean for Idaho?
Right. Okay. So you walk in to vote right now and they say, what party are you affiliated with? And so you have to tell them. And then you get the, you know, one ballot with just the Republican names or just the Democrat names. So if we had an open primary, you'd get one ballot and it would have everybody's name on it. And you could vote for the person you wanted. What is kind of confusing to some people, and the people against this idea are really promoting it as, oh, it's a nightmare, you're going to hate it. But when you vote for that one person in the primary, the top four in the primary will go to the general election. Right now, that doesn't happen. Just the top one goes. So basically in Idaho, every decision is made in May and you're done. There's not even a need to go to the general election. All the decisions were made in the primary.
Right.
So we want to change that. Yeah. So we're going to take the top four vote getters in the primary and take them to the general election. Okay, now you're getting into ranked voting, and this is where we really hit the wall. A lot of people support open primaries, but they do not want four names going to the general. I like it. I think it's the greatest idea in the world. I mean, Utah is doing it. Alaska is doing it. Maine is doing it. Little cities all across the United States are doing it. I like it because you go to the general election and you go, I want this guy first. But if he doesn't get it, I want this guy second. I want this guy third and this guy fourth. When they tally the votes, the fourth place person is chucked. You're off. Okay? Now they recalculate them through the computer, and then the third place person is off. And they keep doing that till you get up to number one. Number one has to have 51% of the vote. No more people going to the Idaho legislature with 12% of the voters. You have to have 51% to get elected. That means the candidates will have to speak to a bigger base than their little teeny tiny, very far right, very tiny moderate, very whatever. If you want to get elected, you're going to have to talk to more people. And that's what's going to get you into the legislature or into a state office. Yeah. Does that make sense?
Yeah. So this is interesting where right now the closed primary, you're Republican, you get your Republican candidates, you send the one to the general election, you're Democrat, right. You get that candidate. So Democrat and Republicans typically are the two names. If in Idaho, if you have both Democrat and Republican candidates, right? But this system, you could be Republican, Democrat, Independent, anything in the primary and make it yes. to the general ballot and yeah. then could possibly yeah. Be that number one candidate.
Yes, that's absolutely right. We have 270,000 independent, you know, people that proclaim that they are independent voters in Idaho that haven't gotten to play since 2011. they're out, but they could be in again. You could get some of those people who might be superb candidates, great workers for the state of Idaho. You could get them on the ballot and they could get up the steps to get elected. Yes. And that's the difference. And a lot of people are like, that's very confusing. It should be one man, one vote. And it's already been run through the Supreme Court and it passed. It's valid. It's A-okay. Don't worry about it being illegal. It's not. It's not going to get challenged. But I just so like the idea of the best person getting elected instead of a little teeny tiny representative of a party getting elected.
Yeah.
Nobody should get to go with 12% of the registered voters.
I think the part of this that maybe doesn't get emphasized is that the end part where they do have to have more than 50% to be the actual winner of the race, right?
Yeah. I mean, that would mean that some of the people that I would consider far right, they got to come and talk to me. They got to make sure that I put them down as at least second. Like, if this guy that I really want doesn't get it, I will put you down as my second vote, because a second vote could very well accumulate the 51%.
Yeah.
But they throw it in my face all the time. It's too confusing. And I go, my lordy, can you count to four? Yeah. Okay. Can you? And they're like, yes. I go, I think you can handle it. I'm pretty sure it's 1, 2, 3, 4. That's all you got to do. Sit back and let the clerk's office take care of the rest of it.
They'll figure it out. Now, you mentioned You mentioned the confusing part. I know the Republican Party, Dorothy Moon, who's the head of the Idaho GOP, she's written about this, right. and she calls it, let me get it right so I don't say it wrong, but she calls it confusing. She says that it will lead to fraud and lower voter turnout.
I disagree. I think you would see people turn out for the general election for the first time since 2011. they're going to come vote. Because they can pick four candidates, and if their first vote doesn't count, their second vote does. So they're contributing. They're being a part of the game again. And we haven't been for so long. And think about the number one Republicans in the state of Idaho that are supporting this, Butch Otter and his wife.
Mm-hmm.
And they said, we knew back in 2011 when they were voting on this at the summer convention. Hey, it's a bad idea. And so, big time state Republicans are totally supporting this, which you can easily learn about. Just go to the website, go to Reclaim Idaho or go to Idahoans for Open Primaries and see the fine Republican leaders that we have had in the past in this state. And they are all for this idea.
Yeah. Just a couple more questions. So, is this for any race that has a primary? Would this include local
state,
or it's only state races? So this would not do anything with the presidential primary?
Not at all. No. That just stays the same.
So Republicans could have their caucus or have a primary or whichever they decide.
Yeah. They can. I don't know that caucus idea worked. It had to be the worst weather day we had all winter. It was like the streets were flooded. I just don't feel like you get the part. Well, you don't. They prove it. You don't get the participation.
Right. Well, they had an estimated, 6.8% of Republicans turned out to vote in the caucus this year. And that's not very many people.
Well, I would rather our leaders be elected by a greater across the board group. I think it's embarrassing. It's embarrassing that we're putting leaders in our state capitol with so little obvious support.
Now, some people, their argument against this idea is, hey, it's Republicans and Democrats. It's their party. They should be able to choose who is running for their party instead of putting multiple Republicans or Democrats on a general ballot. Is that taking power away from the parties, or what is this doing?
I hope so. I think the parties are ridiculous. I think that, not the parties in general, but what has become a state run by a very, very, very small group of people making rules and regulations, trying to kick Stephanie Mickelson off the ballot because she didn't vote the way the party told her to. Well, she's a smart lady, and she voted her conscience. And that's what I'm looking for, is a candidate that votes their conscience, that listens to me, that listens to all sides of the story, not just one. So, if people are worried that a Democrat might get elected, I hope so. I hope we split it up a little bit. We bust it up, because I was raised in the good old days. There was never an equal amount of Democrats and Republicans, but there were enough that the Democrats worked with the Republicans and vice versa. I'm like, I'll help you on your bill if you'll help me on mine. And we got things done in this state. And Look back at this last legislative session. I'm not pleased with what was accomplished. I'm not pleased with how much time they spent on vilifying librarians. I do not understand that. And I still have potholes everywhere and bridges that need to be replaced. I didn't see any work on that.
Now, if this does pass in November, how soon would that be enacted?
You know, Brandon, I'm not positive. I'm pretty sure the next year. I think it would start the next year in May. Yeah. But I would have to say to you, that would be something to look up on Reclaim Idaho.
Sure.
I'm not positive, but that is my gut feeling as it starts right the next year.
Yeah. Well, let me have you look into your crystal ball real quick. And okay. If, say, this goes into effect and we start having these open primaries and general elections with up to four candidates, how does that change politics in Idaho?
Well, I think there's a good opportunity that you would see more moderates elected. You would not have the Idaho Freedom Foundation followers, you know, the really, really right elected. I, at this point, I don't feel like the really, really left are elected anyway, so I don't really worry so much about the left. But I think you would see better candidates dealing with state issues instead of party issues and trying to please a bigger population.
Does Idahoans for open primaries, do they have a plan for, if this passes and goes into effect, to help educate the average voter? Or would that be left up to, like, the state?
No, that will be, as soon as we get our ballots turned in, our petitions turned in on April 30th, the whole next phase is education, education, education. There are some people that just don't want to hear the other side. I did petitions at the fair, and I got attacked, literally, you know, verbally attacked by a woman who said, "You're just trying to turn the state blue." I looked there and said, "Honey, I guarantee you Idaho will never be blue. It's never going to happen. But might there be an opportunity for the good old red boys and girls to work with some really bright blue people in the legislature that might have some good ideas? Isn't that a possibility?" But she wouldn't hear it. I mean, it was just, I was blown away that people can feel so strongly that they hate the blue. You don't even know any, you know,
right.
Or you do and don't do. There's some really nice people in Idaho that vote Republican because that's the only way to play the game. Otherwise you're out. But they might vote Democrat if it's an open primary, and you might find there's some really good, smart, bright leaders in Idaho that would be a Democrat and would help the state, would help your bottom line, your pocketbook, your children's lives. I think it could happen.
Do you think that this will encourage more people who are independent to run for office themselves?
Yes. Yes. Because they would be on a ballot where everybody saw their name as compared to what party are you affiliated with? And you only get the one ballot with all those names. So this would give them an opportunity to be included in the debates. Get their billboards up. There's a really good chance they might already have a name and reputation in their community as a superb human being. And yes, I think they would have a chance then of getting elected. And I'm not afraid of that. And I do not understand why so many of the people on the far right are so afraid of a Democrat or an independent getting into office. What is it you think they would do in Idaho that would pass, that would be so bad for us? And they've never been able to explain it to me, but they know in their heart, God love them, that it's bad to be Democrat. It's bad to be independent. I'm like, come on. No, let's just open it up. Let's see. Let's check it out.
Yeah. Well, Carol Honus, it's been great talking to you. We can find more information about this at idahoansforopenprimaries.com. There are lots of Q&As on there answering the frequently asked questions. Again, thank you for joining me.
Just a pleasure here to hear from you again, Brandon. Keep doing what you're doing. You're making a difference in your community and in your children's lives. And I see it and I love it.
Carol, thank you so much.